Welcome, 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 welcome back to Unveiled by Grace podcast. This is your man of God, your host, your brother, David Abraham. How are you guys doing today? Mondays are always, they're always, you know, Mondays. Mondays are exciting because, you know, we're expecting great things this week. We're expecting great things this week, you know. What is this? There we go. We're expecting great things this week, guys. I don't know about you, but I'm expecting great things this week. Hallelujah. I hope you guys had a great weekend. My weekend was good. It was good. We did a lot of cleaning and getting rid of old things, some clothes. You know, my kids, they're growing so fast. They just have a mountain of clothes that they just, neither one wears anymore. Right, like my oldest daughter, a lot of her clothes she gave to her sister, but now it's like she can't even wear those clothes anymore. Yeah, we got bags of clothes. Ah, man, it literally took us all day yesterday and Saturday. So yeah, we did a lot of cleaning, throwing out old things. We bought our daughter's new bed frames, so I was putting bed frames up today. I meant yesterday, sorry. But it was a great weekend. You know, we got to rest. You know, guys, I keep it very, very simple. A lot of resting and just, you know, long walks. But that's exciting. I enjoy that. I'm so past, me and my wife, we're so past, like, just the you know, we don't look for like excitement or thrills as far as the things we used to do, you know. Like, yeah, dates are still fine, and we still we'll do a lot of traveling this summer, things of that nature. But like, our day to day is very, very relaxed and laid back, especially on the weekend. But that's not why you guys are here. I want to read from Proverbs 3 and kind of just go through that, you know. I'm going to go through Proverbs 3 because I feel like for a lot of us, God has been doing some wonderful things in our lives. He's been restoring and healing, and a lot of us are in our harvest season. There's a lot of revival. There's so many things that are going on right now, and tomorrow, I believe, is April 1st, so the first quarter of the year is over. 3 more to go. Hallelujah. But in April, it's just that spring, that blossom, that new fresh fruit, you know, new seeds. Not seeds, I'm sorry, but the seeds you planted in January are sprouting out. Hallelujah. So let's get into it. Proverbs 3. I'm going to read it, and then we're just going to, you know, go back and seek understanding from the Holy Spirit, and we'll go from there. Okay, Proverbs 3, verse 1. My son, do not forget my teaching. And this is the NIV version, guys. I'm reading this from my phone. But follow along. Proverbs 3 verse 1. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace, they will add to you. So keeping keeping the teachings, right? The teachings. So remembering the Lord's teachings and keeping his commandments will lengthen your days and years of life, and peace will be added unto you. Peace. Wow. That's it right there. That's the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. That's the treasures. That's the riches right there in the first two verses right there. Don't forget his teachings, and let your heart, our heart keep his commandments. Hallelujah. And what is the reward of that? Oh, Jesus, help me. Hallelujah. That's just the first two verses. So let's keep going. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Hallelujah. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. That go to heart again. Hallelujah. So you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Here it go right here. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. What will? Fearing the Lord. Fearing the Lord is the birth of wisdom. But we're going to keep going, because this is what this is about, right? Using wisdom. And what is wisdom? Applying what you know. Doing what you know. But it's deeper than that, though, right? It's not just applying what you know. It's the fear of the Lord, right? Let's keep this in context. And turning away from evil. What does that do? It will be healing to your flesh. What is your flesh? And refreshment to your bones. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, I receive. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of his reproof. That part. Oh, my. For the Lord reproves him who he loves, as a father the son in whom he delights. Come on now. What is reproof? Reproof is correction. Discipline. Hold on. Let's go. Hold on. Hallelujah. Oh Lord. Let's really look into reproof. My. This is good. This is how we start on our Monday. Oh Jesus. Does reproof means, huh? The act of correcting or rebuking someone for misconduct or sin. Hallelujah. Oh Jesus, let's go back to that, because a lot of us I'll say this: the fear of the Lord doesn't necessarily stops reproof, because we all fall short of the glory, correct? Right? But some of us we don't like it, because sometimes your reproof will be in the fact that you didn't pray or love your enemy. Ah, what? But you, it's a sin not to love your enemy. He tells us this: love your enemy. Huh? Pray for your enemy, guys. And reproof will come from that. Yes. You know, I think that's one of the biggest challenges of us. You know, you want me to what? Man, you know what they did to me? What they said to me? How they did the things they did, and what it did to me? Yeah, but you got to forgive them. You got to forgive them. You have to pray for them. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, that's love. That don't mean you got to go to their parties and hang out with them. No, come on, man. But let's keep going. For the Lord reproves him who he loves as a father, the son in whom he delights. Blessed. Here we go. Hallelujah. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom, and the one who gets understanding, for the gain from her, her is wisdom, her. Hallelujah. For the gain from her is better than gain from silver, and her profit is better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Oh, ooh, I'm going to keep going. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Oh, Jesus. I'm going to say that again. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Let's break down hands. Your hand. Why does the Bible tells us that he will bless the work of your hands? Come on now. Hallelujah. Ooh, that's too deep. Mm-mm. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, I hope I didn't lose you. Are you there? Are you there? Just send a text, you know, comment something. Just say something. I need to hear you, because this is precious. This is, Jesus, you are, ooh, you the truth, for real. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Oh, my Lord, peace. Oh, Jesus. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called blessed. So. Those of us who use wisdom. So those of us who fear the Lord are blessed. Hallelujah. Oh my, oh my, oh my. We reverence you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Oh Jesus. The Lord, by wisdom, founded the earth. By understanding, ooh, understanding, hallelujah, he established the heavens. First there comes what? Wisdom. Then there comes what? Understanding. And this is when we can establish we can establish the things of God. Hallelujah. Come on now. By his knowledge, right, the deeps broke open. And the clouds dropped down the dew. My son, do not lose sight of these. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, and they will be life for your soul and adornment for your neck. When we read, we must pray for understanding. Because when we read, and they will be life for your soul. So keeping sound wisdom and discretion will be life for your soul. And what? Adornment for your neck. Your neck. What is that? What is your neck? What is your neck? Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Let's go there. Let's go there. We got time. Oh, Jesus. Ooh, hold on. Wow. What is your neck? Submission, obedience, strength, and sturdiness. Hallelujah. Adornment for your neck. Oh, Jesus. Oh, let's keep going. Meditate on that. What is your neck? Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Spirit. Then you will walk on your way securely, and your foot will not stumble. If you lie down, you will not be afraid. Oh. That part right there. A lot of us are restless. We battle with what they call insomnia. But in fearing the Lord, oh, we're able to put our burdens and our worries on him. Which will establish peace, his peace, his perfect peace. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, let's keep going. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden terror or of the ruin of the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in your power to do it. Here we go. Do not say to your neighbor, go and come again tomorrow, I will give it, when you have it with you. Like, don't do that. Some of us, we wonder why the blessings don't come. We wonder why things are stagnant, because there was a test. There was a time and place where the Lord was testing. He wanted to see if you were going to keep his commandments. So when you saw that neighbor, they came and said, hey, can I? Or, you out and about. You know. You just got your tax money. Come on now. Talk about it. And you see this man or woman, you ever been in a grocery store and you saw someone like literally, I've been there. Holy yes, I've been there. I have been there. When you had to bring the change out, the coins. I'm talking about $2, $3 in coins, man. And when you look on the belt, they got essential needs. It's things you know they need, This isn't a run to the store for guilty pleasures. This woman needs this. She has a baby that needs their milk. You know what I'm saying? And I see that a lot. I do. I see those of us who understand and establishes God's will. Oh, Jesus. Oh, yeah, this one, we coming different today. Hallelujah. We coming in the name. In the name of Jesus. Be clear. He moving different this morning. You know, it's a different, Hallelujah. Do not plan evil against your neighbor who dwells trustingly beside you. Do not contend with a man for no reason when he has done you no harm. That part. Do not envy a man of violence and do not choose any of his ways, for the devious person is an abomination to the Lord, but the upright are in his confidence. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the dwelling of the righteous. Toward the scorners, he is scornful, but to the humble, he gives favor. The wise will inherit honor, but fools get disgrace. Hallelujah. So what can we gain? What did we gain from this? Ooh, excuse me. When we incorporate the principles of wisdom, we can, so to speak, establish the heavens. God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. I hope I didn't take too much of your time. I enjoyed this. This was this blessed me so much. Jesus. It blessed me so. So, let's, I know you guys have to go. So let's pray, and then I'm gonna let you go. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your timeless wisdom, which was found in Proverbs. Help us to trust in you wholeheartedly, placing our faith above our own understanding. May we seek wisdom and embrace it as our most prized possession, guiding our decisions each day. Lord, teach us to walk in kindness and truth, nurturing our relationships and building a good reputation. We ask for the strength to honor our parents and cherish the family bonds that you've blessed us with. Keep us humble, Lord, so we may remain open to learning and growing. Help us to be generous with our resources and sharing joy with others and creating a supportive community around us. In times of challenge, remind us to rest in your guidance and rely on your strength to navigate our paths. Lord, give us the wisdom each day to establish your will. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you, Father, for your love and grace. And may our lives reflect your wisdom and bring glory to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. That was Nathan, guys. But, excuse me. Oh, thank you. Y'all have a great day. I hope that this message blesses those who are listening. And you guys go have a great, wonderful day. And I will see you guys tomorrow. This is Unveiled by Grace Podcast. I am your man of God, your brother, David Abraham. Know that I love you. But Jesus loves you so much more. Shalom.